We've had two face-to-face meetings with Philip Hammond. We've had meetings with other ministers in the Transport Department, Teresa Villiers, and we've finally had a meeting with David Cameron over it. And there is nothing they can do. We will be sued from here to eternity by Siemens if we try and chuck that in. Apart from anything else, it would delay the contract, which would mean Bombardier wouldn't get the work anyway. So it would be no value at all to the people of Derbyshire if this contract was turned on its head tomorrow. The other bizarre thing is the actual supply chain in South Derbyshire are on the Siemens bid. So if Siemens actually get going with the job, then there are jobs in South Derbyshire because they're part of the Siemens bid. We all know that it's the big stuff that they do at the Bombardier at Litchurch. But of course, there's lots and lots of components that go into making the trains. And part of that supply chain is in South Derbyshire. And these South Derbyshire jobs happen to be part of the Siemens bid. They weren't part of the Bombardier bid.
If the government can't do any more, as you've said, why do the unions and, you know, people who work at Bombardier not believe you? It seems that they keep on fighting this.
Yeah, I agree with you. I'm surprised because I don't remember half of this fuss. In fact, I don't remember 10% of this fuss when the last government gave a contract to Hitachi and not Bombardier. Now, what's going on? Surely to goodness, people can see through that if there is a price X and a price Y, and the price Y is 10 times the price X, then the government, for the rate for the taxpayers, have to go with the value for money price. And Bombardier need to sort out why their price was so way out compared to Siemens. And that's what we need to get to. This contract needs to be gone through line by line by the government officers and by Bombardier to find out why the Bombardier price was so far out.
Do you know how much different the price was?
No, that's commercially sensitive. But
right.
We are talking multi-billions.
OK. 500 voters in the two Derbyshire constituencies suggest that Labour could make big gains at the next general election. And it says here that if it happened tomorrow, you could lose your seat in South Derbyshire. What do you make of that?
Well, clearly, I would be very upset if that was the case, but it isn't. And the election will be 2015, and there's an awful lot of water to go under the bridge. Plus, we need to get the real facts out about this, because once the facts are out there and clear, then everybody will be able to see what's been going on.
So your confidence that, you know, that once the facts are out there, people will understand a bit more, maybe?
Absolutely. And I wish that could be the case. But in the short term, until the contracts are, you know, really finalised, then it's all commercially sensitive. So we can't talk about it, which is very aggravating. But, you know, Bombardier are down in London talking. They're coming down on the 7th of September to talk to the Transport Select Committee, and more facts will come out then. It is really important that people get a full picture of all of this going on. I say again, most interestingly, the supply chain, when the Hitachi bid was won rather than Bombardier last time, again, the supply chain in South Derbyshire, the majority of the jobs in South Derbyshire were on the Hitachi bid. Why weren't they on the Bombardier bid? There's something very strange going on about work practices, and I think people need to have a really good look at the facts.
Sure.
Of course, the other interesting things are, you know, it isn't just about that. There's an awful lot of other stuff going on. And ultimately, at 2015, hopefully people will think that I've done a good job for South Derbyshire. I'm here Saturday morning working in the office in Westminster. You know, that's how my life is. Never a day goes by when I'm not trying to do something for the people of South Derbyshire. And that's what I do. That's why I got elected, and that's why I hope they'll elect me again.